Alex Bueno's Art of Visual Storytelling Tour kicks off this week. Tether Tools is proud to support this tour, and we're looking forward and sharing in the learning experience along the 32 city stops from July 22nd to September 20th. We have tour instructor Alex Bueno on the line with us today. Alex is an Oscar-nominated feature, documentary, and commercial filmmaker who is also the DP of the Saturday Night Live film unit. This tour is Alex's second summer series following the highly acclaimed visual storytelling tour in 2013. Hi, Alex. How are you doing today?
Great. How are you?
Good. Can you tell us a little bit about the tour and what attendees should expect from spending the day with you and your team?
Sure. Yeah. So this is the sequel to The Art of Visual Storytelling, although it's going to be completely new content, new tools, new techniques. What happened after doing the first tour was, you step away from the tour, you get back to your life, and you start to think about, oh man, that would have been really useful to share with a class, or I've shot a lot of new things in the last 2 years, and then every time I shoot something new and interesting, I'm thinking, oh man, this would be a really fun little demo, and if you're never going to do another workshop, all this kind of energy is just going to waste. And so after a couple of years, I just kind of decided, you know what, there's actually a lot more that I could kind of share with the class, and I've also, become friends with a number of people who came and took the class, and I've been chatting with them and asking, hey, so what do you think out there in the sort of workshop, filmmaking workshop world, like, hasn't been taught, or what kind of lessons still challenge you that you haven't been able to learn by going to a workshop or by reading about it in a blog or something like that, and a number of shooting challenges came out of it, and so I sort of combined that with what I personally find to be challenging situations as a cinematographer, and I created really just a bunch of demonstrations for the class to kind of walk through, well, here's my approach to what I find is a pretty tricky lighting situation, and I think that a lot of these situations, they're things that anybody who's shooting anything, you run into these all the time, like trying to work with mixed color temperature. It happens all the time, whether you're shooting a commercial or whether you're shooting an interview or a corporate thing. You walk into somebody's office, they've got these windows open, but then they've got these fluorescent lights, and you're being told you can't turn off the fluorescent lights because it affects the whole floor. So what are you supposed to do in that situation? And I run into that all the time. And so we're going to be recreating that environment here in the hotel ballroom and just walk through, well, here's how I would approach it. Here's how I would try to make this look as good as it can. And so that's kind of the approach, I'm in a pretty unique situation at Saturday Night Live, as well as, I just finished a new television series called Documentary Now, which was with a lot of my friends from SNL, where, every week at SNL or every day on this new TV series, it was this dramatically new shooting environment, this dramatically new visual style. So I've just had to recreate so many different visual styles over the years and kind of an everyday part of my job that I'm really excited to be able to share with the class, hey, so using, a small set of tools, here's how you can create the look, this look or that look or this look, and try to demystify how complicated this all is. Because I feel like it fundamentally, it's something that everybody can understand.
Right. So with all these different looks and, it could be a scary situation to walk into that mixed lighting like you were talking about, especially if you're on a budget or a deadline and you're not used to it. Who is this geared? Is this tour geared towards? Is that the novice that you're looking to help sort this out, or is it a more advanced film shooter? Or who? What level of knowledge and experience should these people have when they come to the workshop?
I think based on who attended my last tour, and I think the kind of person who has the ambition to go and take a workshop, it's a pretty wide array of skill sets and also industries. I mean, you've got people coming in who are independent filmmakers, people who are professional video shooters, people who are wedding shooters, or they're corporate people, or maybe they're a documentary filmmaker. I think at some core level, you've got people coming in who are shooters. They could be very new to it. They could be a little more advanced. I try, it's very hard to strike that balance of okay, well, what lessons can I teach that are not going to be over the head of somebody who's never shot anything and yet are not going to be totally boring for someone who's kind of already a, you know, working cinematographer? I definitely skew, you know, while you're trying to like find that middle ground, I skew a little bit more advanced, because I feel like for the person who's never shot anything, but they have the ambition to come in and learn, I trust that they can keep up. That if you're already the type of person who is proactive enough in your life and in your career to come to a class like this to learn more, you don't want to be talked down to. You want to be treated as though, well, they know something. They know how cameras work. They know how to make images. They know how to, you know, they're just learning. They're just maybe at the beginning of their career and they're trying to, oh, that's how that works. And I've always felt like in the way that I learn, I like to be sort of thrown in to the frying pan and have to figure it out. So I like being right on the edge of being slightly overwhelmed, but knowing that, wow, I just saw the real thing. And what drives me crazy is when you go to some kind of workshop or a class and you realize that the instructor is like really dumbing everything down because he thinks that you won't be able to figure it out or because he thinks that you won't be able to keep up. And so by no means do I think I'm going to be speaking over the heads of anybody, but I am trying to challenge everybody by simply showing them, well, look, this is how it works. This is how the real world works. So this is how my real world works. This is exactly how I really do it. So I think it'll appeal to essentially like, you know, image makers, people who shoot video. But I think it does cross a lot of spectrums. I think that a lot of what I'm trying to teach, you know, the mixed lighting situation is a great example where, look, this affects kind of anybody who's in, you know, any situation where if you're shooting in documentary, this is going to happen. If you're shooting an independent film, this is going to happen. If you're shooting a corporate job, this is going to happen. And so I think that I'm trying to find examples that kind of cross the spectrum and are just these universal shooting challenges.
Right. It sounds like a shooter who might be familiar in like one type of video shoot could still learn a lot about a different type of video shoot that you'll cover and grow their experience lateral like that as well, huh?
You end up sometimes, you know, some of the attendees that come, they shoot weddings. And they're really good at shooting weddings and they shoot really beautiful images. But maybe they're constantly being immersed in the same type of experience. It's this type of look and it's this type of a scenario, and maybe they're looking to kind of expand beyond. They say, you know what, I totally understand how to cover a wedding and I understand how to do day exteriors because that's what I do all day. But I'd love to learn more about some other type of challenge, or I'm looking forward to, you know, expanding the type of thing that I do, or just like, and so that's what I'm looking forward to sharing with people. I'm going to be covering a lot of material, and you know, my goal here is to just offer a lot of different visual styles, and really so that I do think that anybody who comes, you may be, you know, an expert in your thing, but I bet that I'm going to be showing you something that you haven't done before.
Well, that sounds awesome. So speaking of all these different styles and visual effects and visual styles, how will you take tour attendees through that? Are you going to have a bunch of different setups, or do you have some kind of tool that helps visualize these different styles, or how does that work?
We've got setups. I mean, we've got a lot of gear here. We've got grip and electric and cameras, and we're going to be setting up scenes, and I'm going to be showing people, I'm going to run a clip. I'm going to say, hey, I shot this. You know, hey, let's watch the clip, and it's maybe a 3-minute clip or whatever it is, and recreate it here on in our little set in this hotel ballroom. And I'm going to invite the class up, and I'm going to say, okay, you're going to be my gaffer, and you're going to be my key grip, and you're going to be my camera operator, and let's do it. And you grab that light and set it up, and we're going to set a flag here, and we're going to set up this diffusion, and, you know, we're going to put this filter in the camera, and we're going to put this gel on the light, and we're going to do it. And then the whole time, I'm going to be explaining that this is not just a demonstration for the purpose of this class. This is exactly how I did it in that clip that you just saw. And so, you know, I brought on the sponsors and the vendors that I work with, and people are going to see exactly how I do it. And I think hopefully part of what's going to be demystifying is the simplicity of what I do. And the fact is that, you know, even if I wanted to do more complicated lighting setups. The kind of stuff that I do is on such a short timetable. We have no time to prep and we have no time to shoot. So I have no, even if we had all the money in the world, I don't have time to get more complicated. So what I do is really simple. And I'm looking forward to sharing with the attendees how simple it can be. And also in some ways, I think letting them know, hey, you know what you're doing is okay. I think that maybe there's an insecurity in some shooters that, well, clearly the thing that I'm doing is not how somebody else, a big TV show would be doing it. And I just kind of want to like clarify, no, that's how we do it. So anyway, yeah, it'll be live shooting demonstrations. There'll be a little bit of lecturing. Most of it's live shooting demonstrations. And then there's this evening lecture, which is just a lecture. And we're going to be looking at a lot of different film clips and a lot of different great, you know, not just mine, but, you know, the great filmmakers of our time. And talking about visual subtext and understanding what is visual subtext and how does it work? What makes, the great filmmakers of our time, why are their films so powerful? You know, from a gear perspective, from a shooting perspective, I understand how you can look at a Scorsese film analytically and say, okay, well, I understand how he shot that. I mean, I understand that it's a Steadicam and that they probably use the key light and the backlight like this, but man, there's something going on underneath the surface that just makes this so much more powerful than anything that I've ever done. What's going on? And understanding the power of visual subtext and understanding what he's really doing with the image and using symbols and motifs and references to tell more powerful stories. And so that's what I'm excited to share in the evening lecture.
That sounds exciting. Moving on, you said that with all the different setups, one of the workshop outline pieces is that you're going to be using a modest set of portable and affordable tools for video. What can attendees expect to hear about during their workshop related to your gear? Will you be going through each gear and kind of explaining it, or are you going to keep it kind of general? How does that work?
Well, I'm definitely going to be explaining what I'm using. And I've definitely made a very concerted effort to only bring gear that I feel like the general audience has access to and can afford. So I don't want to be introducing some really fancy exotic light that you'll never find if you're making a film in Mississippi or, you know, New Orleans or, you know, and I feel like it, you know, and I've had this in my first tour, I had a couple of pieces of equipment on the tour that, hey, yes, I use these and I can find them in my rental house in New York City. But I got some feedback that was, you know, down the road, I would hear from attendees who would say, that was a really cool lesson, but man, I can't find that piece of equipment anywhere. Like, I don't think my entire state has that light, and I can't afford to, like, have it shipped in. So is there anything else you can tell me? And I thought, man, this must be so frustrating to go to a workshop and be taught a lesson and then have no way to actually do it because, you know, you don't live in a big city. You don't live in New York where you can, or LA where they've got this stuff. And even if you do, maybe you don't have the budget to rent this stuff. And so I'm really focused this time on, like, you know, when we're bringing on sponsors, I'm really focused on, is this piece of equipment affordable? Can anybody buy this if they needed to? And there's been some things that I thought, oh, it'd be really great to demonstrate that. I think the audience would really get a kick out of that. But man, no one's ever going to buy that. It's way too expensive to rent. You can't even find that outside of the major production hubs. You know what? Forget it. We can't. I don't want to be introducing tools that no one ever is going to be able to use, you know? And so that's the sort of, like, accessible part of it. And then that also kind of, it's the explanation of, you know, why am I going to go, what am I going into when I'm introducing the gear? I'm going to be introducing what the gear is. And just because I want the class to understand, hey, if you like that effect, look, you can buy this thing or you can go and rent it, you know? And even there's a couple of pieces of equipment that I think they're a little on the newer side. And so the rental house that you go to might not have it, but I am going to also be introducing, well, here's exactly where you can, there's a couple of online rental places that definitely carry it and you can definitely get this anytime.
Cool. Like a eye to the future in terms of gear. So here's the basics, but if you really want to take it to the next level, or maybe not even take it to the next level, but if you want to see what's coming out, what's new, or what other options are out there, then here's some more pieces in that area.
I'm actually not doing that. I've done that in the past, and I actually think that's what's frustrating. When you introduce for the class, like, here's a really neat piece of equipment that you might not be able to afford, so let me show you something else that you can afford, I feel like that's a real bummer. Oh, wait a minute. So you're basically telling me that you could shoot with that thing, but I probably can't, you know? And then you're also inviting this comparison of like, well, here's the $1 million version, and look how amazing that looks. Now here's the $10 version, and yeah, it's not quite the same. I don't like that kind of a demonstration. I really want to just be showing people, here is the piece of equipment that I actually use, and here's a scene where I used it, and here's the sort of 411 on, like, well, what is this thing? Can I actually afford it? Would I buy it or would I rent it? I'm going to be telling people, like, look, this kind of thing here, I think this is something that you rent, versus this thing over here, you know what? If this is your bag, like, if you do this kind of work, you should probably buy this because, you know, you're going to basically, you know, make up the money in rentals in your first three jobs. But yeah, no, I'm definitely focused on only showing things that I feel like the average attendee could acquire if they wanted to.
Gotcha. Will you go into actual editing, or is it mostly focused on the shooting?
It's mostly focused on shooting. I am going to get into color correcting. So I'm not going to talk about editing, and that's a whole other... it's funny. It's a full-day workshop, but there is also... as soon as you start breaking down how much I'm going to try to teach, like, there's a limitation to how much I can get to.
Sure.
And even the color correction part of it, you know, there's a limitation to how much time I can devote to color correction. And it's a very big subject. But I am going to attempt to dive into color correction and offer the class my thoughts on the best way to approach color correction.
All right. So for those that attended in 2013, what would you say is going to be the biggest difference of the 2015 tour?
Well, I'd say that it's all new demonstrations. And I think that, you know, the takeaway that I had from the 2013 tour was that the shooting demonstrations was, you know, the most fun part. And so I've got all new demonstrations with all new tools and all new lessons. So, for instance, I'm not teaching the exact same lesson, but hey, I'm just using different equipment. These are very new lessons. I think that if you were somebody who went in 2013 and then you came in 2015, I think it would kind of just expand the knowledge base that you've gotten out of these workshops. So it's just kind of more learning, you know. I don't think that it's a requisite that you are familiar with the 2013 workshop, because at the end of the day, these are all just the lessons in cinematography, and there's just so many things to learn that here's as much as I can share with you in a single day format. And I do think that, you know, whereas I think on a fundamental level, my first tour was, you know, I thought of it as being about visual structure. And so I thought of it, I structured the day like, well, here's my process in a single day. And we started with pre-production, and then we talked all about pre-production, and we went into production, and we went into post-production. And it somehow gave it a shape. This is about visual subtext. So it's about understanding the why. Why are we creating that image? What's a more powerful image? How can you use visual style? How can you understand visual style? How can you break down visual style? Hey, I just got a script, and it's a suspense thriller. And I really like the look of, you know, Enemy of the State, for example. But man, it's such a complicated, like, visual style. Like, how do you even begin to break it down and make it look like that? And I really want to help the audience understand, okay, this is a perfect example. What are the components of this look that you're trying to create? How can we recreate that? Let's do it together as a class. And then let's talk about, now, why do you think Tony Scott chose to have it shot that way? What's going on below the surface that's making this feel a little more powerful? What can you do the next time you're out, you're composing your shot, when you're choosing your art direction, when you're literally designing your, you know, your costume design, what can you do to enhance the storytelling? And I think that, that's going to be sort of part of the mind-blowing part, is how much everything you do, all of the visual design, can be thought of as a way to enhance the storytelling. You can create a hairstyle that will help tell the story better. And I'm going to show very specific examples of exactly how that's been done, and how great filmmakers do that all the time. That's how they make their films.
That sounds exciting. Sounds very awesome. Thanks very much, Saya, Alex. If someone wants to follow you and follow the tour, what would be the best way to do that? Are you going to be posting stuff on social media?
Oh, yeah. We're going to be posting on social media. There's a hashtag that you can look up. It's just hashtag Visual Storytelling 2. You can follow me at Alex Buono. You can go to visualstorytelling.com, find out more information about it.
Great. I know Tether Tools is...
And then the entire tour, if you... Sorry.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I was just going to say that if you cannot make one of the tour dates, the tour itself is also available as a digital download.
Oh, really? Is that included with the registration fee, or is that a separate purchasing option, or how does that work?
In the registration fee. So if you...
Okay.
If you buy the full ticket, you get the class, but then you also get the digital download. If you can't make it to the class, then you can also just get the digital download.
Oh, that's awesome. Sounds like a great takeaway, especially when so much information is presented in one single day, to have something to go back to after you leave the
I know
session.
That's the hard part is, and I've been in a situation where you're furiously trying to like write down as much as you can because you, oh my God, I'm never going to hear this again. And, you know, the bottom line is, like, don't worry, it's all going to be on this digital download. You know, take as many notes as you want, but don't feel compelled to take notes because you can also just review it later.
That's great. So I know Tether Tools is looking forward to being present at many of the tour stops this summer, and we hope a lot of our listeners join us as well. If you want to register, you can go to vs2.mz.com. That's vs2.mzed.com. And obviously we'll post a link in the description of this blog post. So thanks a lot, Alex, and I hope the tour is a complete success for you.